The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
All right, so today I'm going to be reviewing a nice little book called Vornheim, The Complete City Kit by Zach S.
And it's from the company that publishes it is Lamentations of the Flame Princess.
That's
the
name of the company. I hit it with my axe.
Right. The actual name of the company is...
Well, it is... The name of the company is Lamentations of the Flame Princess. I talked to them the other day. And it is technically a book for that, but it's... A book you can use for other things too, I think.
So. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, first of all, the thing you got to keep in mind is both the
it's a little digest sized book too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a small little book. The cover, book cover, is actually a key and a map of Vornheim. Though, as is pointed out in the book, the map of Vornheim can actually be used for any city. And this little book is all about creating buildings, city stuff, and crazy NPCs on the fly, using usually just a couple dice and the charts in the book and a few cool ideas. The art is interesting.
The I don't know about yours, but I found the art to be pretty much hit or miss with.
I think the art was done this way on purpose. The art is it's like Dr. Seuss meets
Jack Kevorkian,
possibly. But I'm not saying the art is bad.
Oh, I shouldn't. It's I just, shouldn't say anything bad about Dr. Kevorkian. He did pass away today.
It's just interesting. Now. The pages themselves, things are written mostly from your normal setup, but every once in a while you'll have a page that's written sideways. Again, they do that on purpose. And the thing that Mr. Zach S. points out is Vornheim is
one of the... His name is Zach Smith, by the way.
That's fine. It's by Zach S.
I know. I'm saying I talked to him the other night. It's Zach Smith.
The city of Vornheim, while it is a specific city in the games that he runs, and it has some specific locations, he wants it to be a place that really anyone can use. So a couple of the places that are always in the city of Vornheim is the Palace Massive, the Church of Vorn, the Church of Titavilla, the Horned Queen, Goddess of All Flesh. The Arena, places like that. He introduces his own kind of monsters, things like that. It talks about the world, how Medusas actually save the world, things like that. One of the things that's interesting are these charts. For example, here's Superstitions of Vornheim, and it's just a list of various superstitions. And he makes it quite clear that, really, while this could work in Vornheim, this could work anywhere. And if you need a superstition for our city, just pull it out of here. He has adventures. He has a couple adventures with a Medusa. He has the adventure with the Immortal Zoo of Ping Feng. These are all just little adventures you can run. They're crazy adventures with mutant animals, stuff like that. There's a ridiculously nuts librarian who collects books and tries to kill you. And you know, reading through this, you're kind of like, what is going on? I don't really understand. Well, basically, it's to make you think. It's some of his ideas in this city. He gives you on page 35. He has urban crawl rules, and this is when players enter a neighborhood, and you're not really sure. You don't have it like written out, and you need something quick. So he gives you this handy little thing to do. Rather than drawing a map and nailing down the exact shape of the city, you can make a quick neighborhood map like this one by writing out numbers, 1 through 10. And we're talking about like actually writing them out. And then you draw extra lines in there. And so, I'm showing this to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he writes it out. Okay.
Right.
And then he's going to either use a dice or just point out, here's the PCs, and there's their objective. And then he just throws in some extra lines. And if you look at it, that's a neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And you're just describing, you know, hey, there's this neighborhood, you can take a right or left, and so on. And it's really interesting. And you can also look at, hey, that's 1, 2, and
four,
so
nine,
on.
Right, yeah.
Right. So basically, he's just adding extra streets.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think what Jeremy's talking about, it's kind of hard to put it into words, is what you do is you physically you get a piece of paper out and you write numbers, you sort of attach them to each
that's
other.
That's for neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods are the actual writing down
right.
however many neighborhoods
you
want.
Use numbers, you use
those
letters, and write down 1, 2, 3.
The actual, so those would be like.
Like you write out N-I-N-E,
right.
then below that write T-W-O, and then slightly to the side of that, and on its side write
then
3.
Right. Then a specific neighborhood, you're going to actually use numbers.
Right.
It's really interesting. And you're going to add extra lines, and it looks like a freaking neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it makes it really simple. He defines the difference between moving and crawling.
Mm-hmm.
Crawling is basically when the action starts, or you're doing specific kind of dungeon-esque thing in the city and such.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about floor plan shortcuts. I really like this for buildings. Use a die 6, and whatever it lands on, the number of pips is the layout of the rooms.
Right. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Okay.
Right. Pretty basic, but buildings on you know, if...
So it has 1 room, 2 rooms, 3 rooms, etc.
Yeah,
right.
He talks about information gathering. Item cost. We always forget about what things cost, and then we start digging for it. He has something he calls the rule of thumb. He uses 5 categories called penny, nickel, dime, quarter, and dollar. Penny items is anything a commoner could buy, and it's usually less than a gold piece. Get some examples. Nickel is items including basic adventuring gear, and it's anything basically rope, pole, spikes, lantern. These things cost 5 gold per syllable.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Dimes are specialist items.
10 gold for a lantern.
Well, it's a quick and easy way to do it.
It's quick and easy.
Pretty much what this book is sort of seeming to me, it's like it's quick and dirty ways of just getting it done.
Dime items cost 10 times the number of syllables. So loot costs 10. A cello
right.
costs 20. A quarter is 25 times the number of syllables, though this is funny. Women's clothes always cost more. And then dollar items are highly lethal or dangerous items, and they're 100 gold per syllable or more. Weapon items always cost maximum, whatever, armor, so on.
Take him.
He really likes libraries and books, and he kind of has this... You get this feeling that he doesn't think they're used enough. And so basically, he gives you a quick and dirty thing that basically, if you search for a certain amount of time in a library, you're going to find a book that's going to give you something. And some books may only work once, but some books may have they'll give you 5 plus 1s, and then they're useless because you answered your question. It gives you a neat little chart for searching the library. It's really easy. Tons of little flowcharts in here. I'm not going to go into God's Chess, but it's pretty interesting. Now, the rest of this book is charts. You have city people, aristocrats. You have books.
Mm-hmm.
You have city NPCs. And these names are hilarious. You have this neat little chart for NPCs and their connections.
Uh-huh.
And one thing that when you get this book, you'll notice is on the NPC connections, almost every box has sleeping with.
Right.
So you could have one NPC who's sleeping with all these other NPCs.
Right.
I mean, you got to kind of...
it's really fascinating.
The
yeah.
shopkeepers and contacts. He put in the reaction roles, encounters. Now he says with the encounters, once you do one, unless it has the little star next to it, cross it off. I wouldn't cross it off. Fortunes. I love fortunes. It's just a big long list of fortunes, and they're hilarious. He actually has rules for fortunes. Here's a fortune, number 28. An early breakfast will be interrupted by lava.
Alrighty then.
Here's something that comes up. Searching the body. Well, we know that can cause issues. Here's a random chart. Legal situations, magical effects, taverns and games. And then just some addition changes for his monsters. But the whole book, even the back of the book, you'll notice this on the back of the book, you just drop a dice.
Uh-huh.
And wherever it lands, that's who they are, basically. And you can do the same with, like, here's the buildings. The uh-huh. whole book is a little kit.
Yeah, that's the thing that struck me just looking at it is the book itself is a tool. It's
that's the whole
physical
point.
Book. I mean, there are charts on the front cover and on the back cover where you literally
book.
You drop a die onto the back cover of the book, and that will and where yeah. the die lands gives you a result.
Yeah,
that you can use for something.
Now this is the game itself,
and the book cover too. The inside of the book cover is a big city map.
There's a city map yeah. and also more charts and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would use this. This is actually a very good book. You know, a third-party thing, but it's an awesome third-party thing. I don't know how much it is.
I've been looking that up, and you can get it on as a PDF from RPG Now for $9. But if you go to the Lamentations of the Flame Princess website, which is lotfp.com, you can get the PDF of it there for €5, which is just over $7. You can also, for $18, get the print and PDF bundle there.
Now, keep in mind, it was printed in Finland.
I will also, yes, it is printed in Finland. But I will also point out, though, if you listen to this episode, you can also go and listen to an interview I did with the Lamentations of the Flame Princess guys. And in that interview, we do give you a... they do give us a discount code that you can use on their Lamentations of the Flame Princess website for 20% off.
That's cool. This is worth...
And you have to go listen to the interview to get it. We can't tell you what it is. You have to go listen to the interview.
And besides, it's a good interview.
Really, in one of the adventures, there's a nightingale, the bird,
mm-hmm.
who eats somebody's brain... and gains their personality.
And there's also the sentient virus.
Yes.
Which was funny. I just think it's really cool because it's a book, but it's not just you use what's in the book. You use the book itself.
Yeah,
original. It's very original.
You can ignore all of their world stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just be like, I don't care about the world stuff, but just his charts and the stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff he's borrowed off the internet. I know he has because he mentioned it.
Right.
But that's okay. He's just organized it, mm-hmm. and some of this stuff I'd never heard of, and I will use this. This is a good book. Mm-hmm. I recommend this. I recommend. I would, if it's not too expensive, physical copy.
Mm-hmm. They have a print and PDF bundle on their website for $18 plus shipping. Obviously, you're talking international shipping on that.
Right.
Nice thing is you get the PDF immediately.
That's true.
So, I mean,
I would.
It'll be about 10 euros for international.
Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind,
about $18.
I'm a cheap bastard. I'm not sure if I could justify paying that much because it's so expensive. But I like this a lot. I will use this. So get the PDF definitely, and if you mm-hmm. have the extra money. Or if you can find a copy so you don't have to pay the shipping around that you can buy at a bookstore or something, buy it. And also, you're going to get a kick out of his monsters. They're just – and his – actually, NPCs in here are hilarious. So really, this is a good buy, and this is just a fun book. So I recommend it. Vornheim, Complete City kit, and it's definitely a kit. It works well. It's basic enough that really it's basic, and that's what sometimes is needed. And that's my review. Oh.
And I'm looking on their website, and you can get first class shipping for €5.9, or you can get second class shipping for €2.9. So it's actually not that expensive shipping.
That's not bad.
No, €2.9 is like $4.50.
Yeah.
Shipping
wise, you're not looking at too much on that.
Actually, so. Because of how versatile, if you are going to have any city stuff, mm-hmm. Keep in mind this is city.
Right.
So that's one thing I will point out. If you can justify that extra money,
mm-hmm.
this is a good buy.
You're looking at about $20, a little over $20, yeah. including shipping. So
that would be worth it.
And that's for a print and PDF copy.
And I actually, the PDF is nice, but the physical, in this case.
The thing I like about that is you pay it, you're getting the book, but you immediately have the
right.
PDF.
You at least can read through it, but the book is just.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Nice.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.